This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Alrighty, good Tuesday morning, everybody. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. Broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. This is Allison Kieber standing in for Dale Gentry, and I'm your host today for Prophetic Tuesday. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schoenborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. We want to give a special shout out to our listeners who are joining us via Facebook Live. If you'd like to watch some of our segments that are being done here in the studios on BPN Radio, just head over to Dale Gentry's Facebook page and watch us live. Prophetic Tuesday is our most listened to program throughout the week because it's obvious that people desire to hear a word from the Lord. As we know, and as Dale has been quoted, that one word from God can change your life forever. Like I said, today I have the honor of leading Prophetic Tuesday. I have prayed over all of the names that have been given to us through email, through text, through messages, and that you have posted on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for liking and sharing and commenting. We just are so honored to have you here with us. And, you know, before I jump into the program and introducing you to a little bit about myself, I want to pause and I want to give honor to Dale and Jean Gentry. Today is a very special day. Today we are celebrating Jean's birthday. And that's one of the reasons why I'm feeling in for Dale today, because he wants to go out and celebrate his amazing, beautiful, anointed wife. And just how honored we are to have a spiritual father and spiritual mother that we do in Dale and Jean Gentry. And so I just wanted to take a moment and pause and say happiest of birthdays to Mrs. Gentry. Like I said before, my name is Allison Kieber. My husband and Ian and I, we host a show here on BPN Radio called Marketplace Watch, which airs on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our theme for our show is We Dare Not Wait for the World to Come to Us. With recent studies showing that 20% of Christians regularly attend church, we know that we must take Jesus out into the marketplace. If you'd like to learn more on how you can do that, as well as tips and tools on how to obtain success and significance, we sure would love to have you join us on Marketplace Watch here on BPN Radio. See, I believe that one of the greatest gifts that God has ever given humanity was not sight, but was vision. See, sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart. You can have sight, but no vision. Throughout history, progress has been made only by people who have seen things that were not there yet. Vision is seeing the future before it comes into being. It is a mental picture of your destiny. A prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she will not give you your vision. God gives you that directly, and he reveals it to you as you listen to him and follow him. God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. And if God's given you a vision, know that vision will be accompanied by a passion, not just a mere interest. According to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter. It's not a book. It's a word from the Lord. Only a small part of a much bigger picture. A prophetic word can be a now word. It can be a future word. It can be a confirming word. And it can be a new word. You must receive this word with your spirit, understanding that your mind does not have the full capability or capacity to receive the things of the supernatural. Once you receive it in your spirit, you need to take ownership of the word by writing it down and rehearsing it. So I hope you have your journals ready. After your prophecy has been received, you must rest in that word. Just allow it to soak into your spirit. And then wait for confirmation. And then you wait for the fulfillment. You know, my friend Callie Hargraves gave me a prophetic word to start praying for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren and my great-great-grandchildren. And although I had been praying multiple times a day for my own children, the Lord knew I was not praying beyond this. For over a year, my husband and I prayed into that word, and I know that some of you have been praying a lot longer than that. But we waited and we prayed until one day we heard the Lord tell us that we were supposed to move to Austin and that it was going to be a generational move. We didn't act immediately. Instead, we prayed into the word and we waited for confirmation. And when confirmation came, we acted. We loaded up the moving truck and we moved to a city that we had never seen before. Nearly 1 year later, after having moved here, we met our sweet neighbor, Dale Gentry. We later found out that he was the spiritual father of the woman who had prophesied over us years prior. Just more confirmation from God and proof that once again, that a word from God can change your life forever. I believe that there's very few coincidences out there. And this morning when I was praying and I was trying to settle my nerves, I opened up my Bible and I opened up to the beginning of Esther. Not the middle, not another book, but Esther. Because I feel like that is a name that has been put on me. And God kept saying to me, perhaps you were created for such a time as this. And how sweet is he that he talks to us in so many different ways. He spoke to me this morning when my Bible not accidentally opened up to the beginning of Esther. What a great confirmation from our God that I'm on the right path and that he sees me and he hears me and that he is with me. And I share that with you today because so many of you, as I was praying over your names, I heard that you are desperate. You are desperate for a word from God. And he wants to know that you know that he's been speaking to you this whole time. This whole time. He's been talking to you. It's not that it's difficult for God to talk to us. It's that it's difficult for us to listen. And see, we must learn, we must train ourselves to listen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, oh Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I thank you that this place is full of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, that today I have the opportunity to be a vessel, God, a vessel to deliver your words to the hearts of the people that you love so much. Lord, I just pray a hedge of protection around them and their hearts and their spirits today. And Lord, that I recognize that I am just a woman. And Lord, I ask that you remove any part of self that might be standing here today. Lord, that I might die to myself today so that I can deliver your words, your grace, your love. Thank you, Jesus, for opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for the hundreds of people who have commented and who have shared and who have come here eager to hear your words. Lord, I pray that as I speak today, and even if their name isn't called, Lord, that they hear a name, that they hear a word from you, God. That somewhere in there, there's a word that they've been just desperate to hear, God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the path that you have before us. Lord, we are expectant. We are fully expectant. And we pray that you remove all doubt and fear, not just out of my heart, but out of those who are listening today, and that we come before you in pure surrender. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to adjust my mic here a little bit, babe, because I have so many words that I started praying over, and Dale taught me to, you know, just let my pen go and to write them down. So I've got that here for you today. And the first person I want to call out is my friend Sharla. Sharla is in Texas. Sharla, you have such an intimate relationship with him. He says, come back to me. Ooh. Come back to the words that I've already placed upon your heart and spoken to you. I know you've heard me loud and clear. Eliminate the static. Eliminate the focus. Your assignment is right in front of you. Just focus, darling. Just focus. Oh, that's good. This next word is for Jenny. Jenny in Oregon. Jenny, I saw an ox. I saw an ox, which I have to tell you, at first I was, I felt a little interesting because I thought, oh gosh, Lord, an ox? Really? That's what you've got when I bring her name to you? And he said, yes, an ox. Proverbs 14:4, where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. In ancient Israel, an ox was the single most valuable animal anyone could own. And although a horse was masculine and associated with warfare, an ox was great, powerful, muscular, and was associated with service and production and increase of wealth. If there is no ox, there is no spiritual increase. Jenny, you bring life and increase into so many. You're an encourager, but you encourage most through your humility and your transparency. And although you are spiritually like an ox, you are not responsible for all. No, an ox is responsible for his land. And so you don't have to hold that on your shoulders. He says, I have other oxen out there. And you know that. So just stay focused on your land, the land that you're supposed to plow. I will continue to increase your territory. And you will continue to find the strength of an ox in me. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that word. I have a word for Annie. Annie in Washington. Annie, the Lord says the sins of your past, they've been forgiven. And it's time for you to let go of all the feelings of guilt and shame that Satan has attached to them. He said he's made you clean. He He's made you clean. He's took those dirty rags and he's washed you. And you don't have to carry the guilt. You don't have to carry the shame that the sins of the past, that they're going to bring others freedom because of the testimony and how they glorify God. I thank you, Jesus, for Annie. I thank you, Lord, for all that you have walked her through. And I thank you, Lord, that the two bags that she holds, one bag in her right hand and one bag in her left hand, I thank you, God, that today she's handing them over to you. She's handing over guilt. She's handing over shame. And she no longer has to carry those bags. Annie, you're free. You've been forgiven. Let your journey be lightened. Let him carry the burdens. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Annie. This next word that we have is for Jessica S. Jessica, he keeps calling you to go deeper. But you've been questioning. I'm sorry, Jessica S., you're in Texas. He keeps calling you to go deeper. But you've been questioning what that means exactly. What does it even look like? He said you're being held down by chains of comfort. And you're being held down by chains of people-pleasing. You're being held down by chains of worthiness. He wants to remind you that he's a chain breaker. He's already broken the chains. They don't have a hold on you. It's your free will. And it's the enormous love that he has for you to give you free will to step out of those chains and walk with him. I hear him saying that you question this. You know that this is the season to go deeper, but you question, what will people think? What will people say? But he's given you some really big and fairly unbelievable dreams. And it's in this, like, they're so big that's like, they're just so big. And he's asking you to start believing in those dreams. Believe that you're capable of more. But more importantly, that you are worthy. He says it's okay to take baby steps. He's so proud of you, by the way. He sees you taking baby steps. And I saw you looking up with your arms raised and your hands locked onto his. You were looking deeply into his eyes. Just taking baby steps. Moving forward. Sweet girl, he is a father unlike any father you've ever known. And he wants to love you and give you a love that you've never known. And Jesse, I actually got a second word for you. So God gave me that word, and then he took me back to you a day later. And the second word that I got was, there are some sins of the past. Those sins were actually made by others. But those sins, they put bondage around you, generational bondage around you. And the chains of, they've kept you quiet. They've held you back. They've held you back from the best relationship of your life, a relationship with Jesus. And he said, it's time to bust free. They're not even locked. The chains have been unlocked. You're already free. And then I saw this picture. I saw a picture of your hands, and they were literally untying these large brown ropes, like just these big, thick brown ropes that were just multiple tied around your wrists and around your ankles. And it was like you were just untying these brown ropes. And he said, "See, you hold the power to take off the bonds. Someone else may have put those on you, but you hold the power. And the power lies in one simple word, one simple act. Forgiveness." Oh, Jesse, I wrap you up in prayer. I wrap you up in prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you for holding her and taking care of her and being with her, protecting her spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, amen. I'm sorry, you guys. I just get so emotional when I think about what the Lord has to say to you. I weep. I weep that your hearts are being healed. Your lives are being restored. I weep for all of the lives who have yet to know a love like this. And I'm just so expectant and delighted that we, all of us, that we get to be a people. We get to. You know, we're studying Galatians right now, and we get to. We have the opportunity to. It's all about getting to. Perspective is a powerful thing. The next word I have is for Tanya F. in Washington. Tanya, you were actually the first person the Lord gave a word to me for the other day when I started praying over names. And although I've prophesied over you before, I feel like the Lord is saying something a little bit different. He said, "Tanya, our relationship is like a beautiful dance. Stay close in my embrace and let me lead." And as this word came to me, so just to kind of share with you guys, everybody receives prophecy different. We all hear God in different ways, and God tends to talk to me in pictures. And it's funny. I brought some of the prophetic words I've been given in the past, and one of the prophetic words that I've been given was, "God shows you a prophetic word through pictures." So that was very much a confirming word, because for a while I thought maybe I did it wrong, because I would just see these pictures. But I share that with you because you'll probably hear me talk about these visions that I see so clearly that I feel like sometimes my words can't even accurately express because I see it. Like I don't even have to close my eyes. I can just see it. And it's so beautiful. And Tanya, that's what I saw. I saw you dancing with Jesus. And it was like, you were kind of like, "Jesus, I don't know what to do." And he's so sweet and so gentle with you. He just said, "Stay close in my embrace and let me lead. Let me lead. Follow my lead, Tanya. Let go of the control. Surrender. Surrender to the dance. You don't have to know the steps. His lead is so powerful. His feet move in the right direction. His hand placed upon the small of your back. And you holding his other hand. It's like you just glide. You just glide in the dance." And he said, "Trust the rhythm." He said, "Don't forget to breathe." Sometimes you forget to breathe. and smile. Tony, I got a text from you this morning encouraging me about today. And at the end of the text and at the end of your prayer, you gave me a verse. It was Jeremiah 29:11. And 2 days ago, it's the verse that the Lord gave for me, to me, for you. Jeremiah 29:11. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for Tanya. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, our next word. The next word I have is for Mesa. Sweet Mesa. In Texas. Mesa, I got the sense that there was something that you've been struggling with very privately. It's something that you've never struggled with before. And so it's very frustrating. And it's very confusing. Because you've been like, I don't struggle like this. This isn't, I don't do this. So it's just, and kind of a feeling of, but like, I feel stuck. And he says, it's okay. It's okay. I've placed the right people around you to help you. But you need to speak up. And he said, your transformation in this struggle will glorify him. And you're going to speak up. And you're going to speak out. I pray for protection over you, Mesa. Protection over your heart and your spirit and your mind. And I'm just believing and standing in agreement that whatever this is, I don't know if it's a big struggle, a little struggle, I don't know. But I'm believing and standing in agreement that today is when everything changes. Today's the day that it changes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, should we move to a song? Yeah? Well, you guys, I don't know about you, but one of the things that really moves me and gets me in the spirit is song. I don't know. I know it's different for all of us, but I really do feel strongly that every single one of us is moved by music. And this particular song I've played before on our show on Marketplace Watch. And there was a couple of you who I knew that you needed to hear this song because this is your song. And I know many of us can relate to the words of this song. And so I just encourage you to listen. This song is called Clean, and it's by Natalie Grant. And I recently heard her say that she's never actually heard the voice of God audibly. And I thought, wow, Natalie Grant, like, she's amazingly anointed. What? And again, we all hear him differently. But she heard him when she was creating this song. And she feels like this was one of the most powerful songs that she's, and divinely written songs that she's ever done. And so I want to, if you haven't heard it yet, I want to introduce you. If you have, I want to invite you to just sit in this song. And listen and forgive and just open up.
I see a shatter, you see whole. I see a broken. see beautiful. And you're helping me to believe. You're restoring me piece by piece. There's nothing too dirty that you can't make worthy. You wash me in.
Love that song, and I know that we cut it off early, you guys, but I want to make sure that I get to all the names that I have words for, and I love that. I love that song. I love every word that it speaks to my soul. I feel like that's my song. There's so much sin in my past, and I don't know about you guys, but before I was washed clean, I would carry around all of that sin, and I would feel just incredible guilt and incredible shame. And there's even some things, some sins of my past that if I talked about them, if I even thought about them, I would find myself actually feeling sick from the weight of these sins. And how freeing it is to just give it all to him. All to him. He wants to take it from us. He wants to take it from us. All right, let's dive back into some of these words. I had Jess from Utah. Jess from Utah. Jess, I saw a turtle. I saw a turtle, a cute little turtle that, you know, you couldn't hold in one hand, but you could definitely hold in two. And it was just this cute, sweet little turtle. And I feel like when I say the word turtle, you're like, I've been seeing those lately too. That's weird. Like, I've been seeing turtles. And if you haven't been seeing them, I know you're going to start seeing them more and more and more. And that as you kind of think back, you're like, yeah, okay, there was a turtle there. My kid had a stuffy turtle that, yeah. It's almost like right now you can remember the last turtle that you saw. So again, it's a turtle. I told you guys I get pictures. But he's been speaking to you through the turtle, and that's why you keep seeing them. He's been using them to remind you of your journey and reminding you that he wants you to slow down and he wants you to enjoy the view. He says, slow down. You're the only one racing. You. No one else is racing you. It's just you versus you. And recently, he's been promoting you in various areas of your life. But in those promotions, he wants to remind you that the turtle, he just keeps moving forward. Like, have you ever seen a turtle that's kind of like he's crossing the street and you're like, oh my gosh, he's crossing a busy street and there's all these cars coming and all these cars coming, and the turtle's like, well, just keep moving forward because that's what I do, right? Just move forward. And somehow the cars swerve and they miss this turtle, like, you know, and maybe there's people that actually get out and they help the turtle. But it's like it's natural in us to, like, when we help the turtle, we help him actually get all the way across the road. We don't take him back to where he came from, right? Because we know, like, innately that he's gonna cross that road again because he's got somewhere he's supposed to go. And I feel like the Lord's telling me right now that you've actually had some people who have tried to turn you around, who have tried to take you back to the other side of the road. And because they were like, well, you're closer to that side than you are the other side. But like a turtle, you're like, nope, I'm just going to move forward because that's where I'm supposed to go. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, Jess, you need to remember that it's your pace. It's your pace, and that it's not about the destination. It's not about the other side. It's about the journey to get there. And he just wants to make sure that you enjoy it because you're going to get there. The destination, that's been written. But the journey is on you. He said he only has one plan for you. He only has one plan, and that is to prosper you, to lift you up. He said, and when you rise, others see him. And every time you've done this before, you know it's true because it's you've seen it time and time again. You're like, oh, I rose, and that, like, glorified God. And yet then you sit back down. And he's saying, don't sit back down. Just rise. Rise, because when you rise, Jess, others see him. Others who have maybe never, ever seen him before are going to meet him through you. People will hear you speak on a large stage. I saw this very, very clear. You're speaking on a large stage, but it's his words you're speaking. It's almost like you're just this vessel. I mean, that's just like a vessel, and you can't control that all of the right words are coming out of your mouth. They're just coming, and they're coming, and they're coming, and they're coming. And it's glorifying him, glorifying him, glorifying him. And he says right now he's equipping you for this event, and that to be expectant, but to be very clear that that does not mean to be hurried. Hence the turtle. Be expectant, but not hurried. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the anointing that you have on Jess's life. I just hear him saying, Jess, you don't have to take a back seat. No, you don't have to take a back seat. There's a calling and anointing on your life. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the next word I have is for Cameo. Cameo in Idaho. I get a big smile because he is so fond of you, Cameo. He says, "My sweet, sweet Cameo. Faithful, faithful servant Cameo." He says, "You are always putting other people first, leaving yourself for last. And right now you hold a role that you never once thought you'd ever be defined by. But ironically, you found your place and purpose in those roles." But he's been saying something to you lately, and you've been getting the nudge. He says it's time to get uncomfortable again. Again. Because you've walked this before. He's asked you this before. He's told you time to get uncomfortable before. And so the again, I feel, is like the very key word here. It's time to get uncomfortable again. Yes, yes, he's called you to this place before. And although before you hesitated, you were obedient. And he says, "I'm looking for that obedience once again." He says he knows there's some limitations that others have set upon you, limitations that you've set upon yourself. He says, but you know that all these really are limitations that the devil has quietly set upon you. And it is time. It is time for those chains to be broken. Those limitations are fake. They're just words that someone spoke over you in death. It's time to live. Those limitations have no place. They are not from God. It's not the God we serve. No, he did not and will not put those limitations. He's asking, "I know it's uncomfortable. I know it's, but you've done it before. And when I asked you before, you were obedient. I need that same obedience because this is even bigger." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, amen, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Beth in Nevada. Beth, I have no idea what your house looks like, but I saw piles and piles of books laying everywhere in your house. There's piles of them by your bedside. There's piles of them in your office, in your living room. You are a lover of books. In fact, you have them everywhere, and you thirst. You have this incredible thirst for knowledge and wisdom. And God says he very much delights in your hunger to know him more. And he wants you to continue to teach others how to keep the fire going. Beth, you have a fire inside of you. That fire, that desire. There's a lot of Christians who don't have that fire anymore, or they've never found it. And he says, but you've got the fire, girl. You've got it. And it burns so beautifully in you. I said, and others are looking. They're watching. And he told me that right now, you already know this. You are fully aware of this, that there is a wolf in sheep's clothing among your group of people. Like the people that you feel like those are your people. This is my tribe. These are my people. And you've been sensing this yourself. Like it's, I don't even want to say it's a sense. Like it's, you know. And he said, people are looking at you for guidance because they sense it too. And so he needs you to stand strong. He needs you to rise up. And he needs you to use the fire that he put inside of you. Because the fire that Beth has can't be faked. Other people are trying to fake the fire. But Beth's fire can't be faked. And he says, in a faked fire, a real fire cannot be contained. Whereas like a fake fire, like I see it, you know, fake fire is like, that's just one of those little ones that kind of sits in a little bonfire and everyone's like, oh, cool. Let's like roast some marshmallows around it. Yours is like a wildfire, right? Like it's all consuming fire for God. He said he put that fire in you and he needs it to spread like a wildfire. He said, Beth, leadership is all over you. You have been given authority. You've been given kingdom authority. You don't need to question it. It's been given to you. Kingdom authority is all over you. I'm standing in agreement and I'm declaring that right now, today, you are going to rise up. You are going to rise up and you are going to have your fire spread like wildfire, and it's going to ignite fire in others. And where you are at, where he has placed you right now in this time, it's like Esther. It's like Esther for such a time as this. Right? For such a time, you are in the place, the time, for a time like this because of your kingdom authority. Do not miss it. Do not miss it. Don't let the devil try to come in and steal it from you saying, surely it can't be me. No, it's you. It's you. He said it all to you. This is actually not a new word to you. This is a word that he's been speaking to you. And so this is a confirming word. I know this is a confirming word. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Beth. We thank you for the work that she is doing and will continue to do. Lord, I just pray for expansion over what she is about to do. I pray that hearts will be opened and that spirits will be ignited. And that wolf who stands in sheep's clothing, that he has to run. He has to flee because he cannot stand there. In your presence, Lord. Thank you that Beth is one of your mighty warriors. We praise you, Jesus. Shayna in Texas. You wear so many different hats. You juggle so much. And all the while, you have a joyous smile. In fact, I heard the Lord say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I hear that you're constantly asking, what else can I do for the Lord? Like that's something that you are asking on a regular basis. What else can I do for the Lord? What can I be doing for the kingdom? Almost in a panic because you want to do so much. You know that he's laid some responsibility on you and you love that. You welcome that. And he says, but he wants to take this moment to remind you that he's got you in your biggest ministry of all. You're right in the middle of it. And you know what it is. Raising kingdom builders. He wants you to pray for generations, like legacy generations, not grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Like, that's the best I can describe it. Like, legacy generations. And he said specifically, there will be a woman who will be birthed from your lineage that will do enormous things for the kingdom of God. He said, wrap them tight in prayer. Start calling out their names. Be very specific. Yeah. Like what they're going to do, like it's depending upon your prayers. And he's going to show them to you in your dreams. You're going to see these women in your dreams. And he's also going to reveal to you who and what you will be on your knees for on a daily basis. Shana, you're a prayer warrior. I just sense that you are a prayer warrior. Like, Allison, I'm already on my knees. And so that's why he's being very specific, and he will continue to be specific because that's how he already talks to you. That's how he needs you to pray specifically, knowing what is supposed to come in the legacy of Shana, the legacy of the prayers that you prayed. Thank you, Jesus. I got a word for Dan and Joanna G. Dan and Joanna, when I took your name to the Lord, I immediately heard the word giver. Givers. You are such faithful givers. And I felt like it's like you give and 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 you give. You give so much that there are times where you even ask each other, how can we possibly give anymore? And every time you start to grow weary, the Lord sustains you. And then he spoke to me about your marriage. And he said, your marriage is a testimony. That it is. It's a beautiful testimony. But your marriage is also a ministry. And I don't know if you're already in that ministry place for marriages. And so I don't know if this is a confirming word for you or if it's a new word. But it was very clear. Marriage. Ministry. Thank you, God. I got a word for Melissa S. It's like you've been questioning lately where he is. You're so desperate for a word from him. And you're thinking, why can't I hear you? You're in a joyous season of your life right now. And you're thinking, I'm in a joyous season. Why can't I hear him like I did in some of those other seasons? And he knows that you've walked through fire. He was with you all the way. He was the one that was protecting you. And protecting your children. And he's the one that brought you through it. And he said, and with all of the fire that you have walked through, your heart has somehow managed to stay pure and whole. You feel like you're burnt up and you're broken. He says, but your ashes are so beautiful. And your children have a testimony to glorify him. He says he wants you to be bold and to share it. No shame. No shame. But share it. Share it with a heart full of victory. And that circle of life that you were once on no longer exists. You're free. He says you're free. You're free. And he wants you to lay down the doubt. And he wants you to start living like the free woman that you are. Oh, you guys, I have so many more words. So many more words. And we have to wrap it up. We have to wrap up our program, and I'm getting all the cues from my husband here, and I don't really know what they mean because I have headphones on and I can't read finger sign language. But I know that I have to leave you. And I just pray over every single one of you. I want to close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for being here with us today, Lord. We thank you that your Holy Spirit filled this room, that your Holy Spirit filled the hearts of those who are listening. Lord, we just thank you. We are so grateful for the works that you have done, are doing, and will continue to do in our lives, Lord. I just pray a hedge of protection over those who received a word today. Lord, I pray that they bring this word back to you, God, that they draw closer to you because of this word. Lord, I know that some of them may be going, I don't know what that word means. Lord, let them bring it to you and let you bring clarity to that word. We praise you. We love you. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.